For KUNR News, I'm Andy Figueroa. There are multiple election-related bills moving through the Nevada legislature. I'm joined by KUNR's politics reporter Lucia Starbuck to break down some of them. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And Lucia, as you've reported, there's been a surge of targeted threats against candidates and elected officials across the country, including in Nevada. What protections are lawmakers proposing?
Yeah, lawmakers are trying to make it a misdemeanor to threaten the life of someone running for office or their family or property. During the hearing in mid-March, several lawmakers and people who have previously run on both sides of the aisle talked about receiving death threats and being called slurs. And Nevada politicians aren't alone. 43% of state legislators in the U.S. have experienced threats. Women, people of color, LGBTQ+ individuals, and Republicans are disproportionately impacted, according to the Brennan Center. The ACLU of Nevada says the proposed law would strengthen what's already on the books, which protects people, including elected officials, against these types of threats. But the ACLU points out there's a gray area for candidates. But despite these arguments, there's opposition that says it's redundant. It passed out of the first committee on party lines with Democrats in support and now goes to the Assembly for a floor vote.
And let's talk about voters. What protections do voters have at the polls already?
Well, it's already a felony to harass and intimidate voters and election officials, but legislators want to take it one step further and outlaw guns within 100 feet of voting sites, drop-off boxes, and places where ballots are counted. Advocates say different community members have different reactions to firearms. Some people could have no problem at all, but others could feel intimidated. Governor Joe Lombardo vetoed this legislation last session. He said there was no notable history of gun violence at election facilities in Nevada, and that some election sites are in common places where you can carry your gun, like grocery stores.
And each election, it takes days to count ballots in high-level races like U.S. Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans have called for faster results. How is the legislature hoping to address this?
A lot of the blame has been put on mail ballots, but Nevadans like voting this way, and a huge point of contention is ballots being accepted after Election Day. But just a small amount actually arrive after Election Day. For example, last year in Washoe County, only 1.7% of ballots were received after. But lawmakers want to cut that back even more. Democratic Assembly Speaker Steve Yeager is proposing that drop-off boxes be made available during that gap between the end of early voting and Election Day. The bill proposes that there is at least 10 in Clark County, 5 in Washoe County, but there are no requirements for drop-off boxes in rural counties. There's also a bipartisan bill to set stricter deadlines for sending sample and official ballots, and there are also a number of bills backed by Republicans to move up deadlines for returning mail-in ballots, but those likely don't stand a chance among Democrats.
Much to keep up on, and President Donald Trump is also trying to prohibit ballots from being counted after Election Day. He put this in a recent executive order and also wants to mandate proof of citizenship when registering to vote. How are Nevada elected officials responding to that?
So Nevada Secretary of State and Assembly Speaker, both Democrats, say Nevada runs fair and free elections, and I should note there is no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Yeager says the legislature will not consider any of these demands, and Secretary of State Cisco Aguilar says that the safeguards Trump is calling for are already in place. He called the executive order federal overreach and says his office is working with counsel on how to move forward.
And we'll come to you as they move forward. KUNR's political reporter Lucia Starbuck, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, Andy.